Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another episode of SaaS Versations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell. Today, we have a very special guest here with us, my gorgeous and inspirational sister queen, Ms. Worldwide. Roseanne Pont is my special guest.
Hello, and Happy New Year almost.
Happy New Year. This year has just, it just flew by.
Yes, it did.
So how was your Christmas?
It was great. We were so blessed to be home, my husband and I, after our very emotional and a trying and challenging year. A year ago, we were in Lincoln, Nebraska at Madonna Rehabilitation Center due to his brain injury, his traumatic brain injury. And so when, if you've never spent a Christmas away from home, let alone in a care facility, when you're facing so much tragedy and so much uncertainty, being home is really the greatest blessing. And so we were thrilled to be home and have lots of friends stop by and see us this week. And so it was probably one of my best Christmases because Chad is here and he's doing remarkably well considering the circumstances, and we are very blessed.
I'm glad to hear that he's doing better. You have a very inspirational story that we will talk about later in the show, and I'm just glad that you are here with us today, and I'm so glad that my listeners are able to hear your story. Now, Roseanne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. Well, my name is Roseanne Linhart Plant, and I'm a native of Iowa. I grew up and was born in Sioux City, and we actually live just a stone's throw away from Sioux City, just a few miles out of town now, on 10 beautiful acres that my husband and I purchased after the year we were married. And I've been an attorney for over 20 years. And I currently adjust, actually before my husband's accident, I have done a lot of things with my law license. I've been a corporate attorney, special prosecutor. I was a city attorney. And most recently, I was a paralegal legal studies professor at a local community college where I started a program and ran it for 8 years. And I decided actually shortly before my husband's accident that I wanted to start my own boutique law firm and specialize in mediation. And I actually started and incorporated that about 2 weeks before his accident. So now I have a small law firm in Sioux City that's just me right now. Partially because of our situation, I've had to develop it more slowly because of Chad's great health needs. But we also have a great love of gardening, and we have a huge garden, almost 3 acres on our property. And that's where we'll probably talk about my platform. But I'm an Iowa Master Gardener for over 10 years. And I, my husband and I, we grow produce and donate it to the local food pantry, and that's part of our Green Ambassador program. So that's a little bit about me. I'm a lawyer by day and a gardener by afternoon and evening when the weather permits.
Well, I may have to get some tips from you about gardening because I do not have a green thumb. And my husband and I were thinking about growing some vegetables because, you know, that's really healthy for you. But, you know, like I said, I do not have a green thumb, and I may just have to get some tips from you later.
That's right. Well, I can do that. And that's part of my my duties as a master gardener is I educate and I give a lot of speeches. Even before I was a title holder, I gave a lot of educational talks all around the community about, you know, various gardening topics. So I would love to do that for you.
Well, tell us about the pageant system that you currently represent.
Yes, well, I currently am Ms. Worldwide United 2017-2018, and that is one of the national titles in the Worldwide United pageant system, and that was started by Ellen McGovern, and our director is, and our pageant is located, or I should say headquartered out of Omaha, Nebraska. And I actually met Ellen during my husband's recovery. I spent a lot of time, as I said, in Lincoln, and then we also went to a recovery facility in Omaha, Nebraska. And, you know, this is part of what I love about pageantry, and I am very late to pageantry in my life, but we really pageant people stick together. And my coach and several people rallied around me when the unthinkable happened to my husband. And I was in another system, and I still had to fulfill my contract. And people, I don't think, understand that as title holders, we have contracts, we have responsibilities. And I think that's a side that people don't see. They just see, you know, the TV, and they see us out on it. It's really a business. And I had a contract to fulfill. As a lawyer, I knew that. So my pageant coach, as I said, and some other people rallied around me to help me fulfill my obligations when I was not only out of my city, but out of my state, really. And I met Ellen, and she is wonderful. And I then became involved in her pageant system, and she encouraged me to become involved. And first I turned her down because of the situation, and she is a wonderful director and said, you know, if you can meet these requirements, we would love to have you, you know, participate in our pageant system. And really, I did it because you have to take care of the caregiver in a situation that's as extreme as ours. And a lot of people encouraged me to do it. I love pageantry. I love helping other people. And so I really did it as therapy to do something for Roseanne while all of this, you know, turmoil was swirling around us. And I became involved and became her national title holder in the Ms. Area. And what I love about Ellen's program is that it is platform-based. Obviously, there's some glitz and glamour that we all love, but her focus in starting her system is about, you know, having a platform and helping other people. And she had actually watched the end of my year as Mrs. Iowa International and was so impressed with the amount of work we did. Even after Chad was, you know, disabled, I still was able to keep up, you know, a few appearances and do those things. And so I became her national title holder, and it's been wonderful. And I've expanded my platform that I started with Mrs. International. And, of course, Ellen's program, also our national charity, is Love Without Boundaries as well. So that is how I got involved with the worldwide system and could not be more thrilled.
I may be a little biased because I'm currently Mrs. Tennessee Worldwide, but I know that the worldwide system is amazing, and Ellen is amazing as well, and I'm so excited to be a part of this system, and my sister queens are lovely, and I would really recommend this system to any girl or married woman. And like I said, it's truly amazing. It's platform-based, like you said earlier, and I just really wish that more pageant systems would, you know, be platform-based because, you know, the world really needs to see what these title holders can do with their titles.
Exactly. And just as a side note, I can't wait to meet you in Omaha in July. I feel like we're kindred spirits, and we've really gotten to be friends, and this is exciting to talk to you for the first time. But I so agree, especially with some recent, you know, news stories coming out of the Miss America organization. I think it truly shows the quality of a pat. And of course, Miss America is also platform based, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And I think the recent reaction of the Miss America title holders from local to, you know, national shows that they're strong women. The platform builds strong women, and that it's not just about being a pretty face. It's about being a well-rounded person and the best person you can be.
Yes, and I agree. And like I said, the worldwide system, it's just amazing because we need more systems like that. And I'm just appreciative of you. I'm appreciative of Ellen. I'm just in awe of the pageant system. I really am. Now, so what about your platform? I know you told us a little bit about your platform, but if you could expand and tell us about your future plans for your platform.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I said I was very late to pageantry, I held a few local titles here in Northwest Iowa, and I had always wanted to do a Miss America local, and there were none on my whole side of the state. So I really thought being in a pageant was was a dream that had, you know, the time had come and passed. And it was actually our work growing excess produce and donating it to feed the hungry that caught someone's attention, and they submitted my name to the international pageant system because of my volunteer work with the Master Gardener program. And so when I was selected, they said, you've got to have a platform. And I said, well, you know, what is that? And they said, well, you know, anything you're passionate about. And I came home and we truly are a team, Chad and I. And I said, I've got to have a platform. And I said, I want to do gardening. And he said, I think that's great, because when we purchased our home, I had this tiny little garden because I had a small home in town when we were married, and we bought this acreage, and it was the one time in my life where I said, oh my gosh, I can just plant everything I've ever wanted to plant. And so the first year we got very excited, and we dug up we dug up 3 acres of our 10 acres, and we put in fields and gardens and just, you can't believe it. We planted everything you can imagine, and we thought, if half of it grows, we'll be happy. And it all grew. And we had hundreds, thousands of pounds of produce. And at a certain point, you can only can and freeze so much. And I said, what are we going to do? And I had worked with the local Gospel Mission, which is a local organization that's a hand up, not a handout, to people that are struggling. And they have a soup kitchen that serves 3 meals a day, 365 days a year, and they take donations. And I had actually had some students at the college do some food drives for them. So I called and I said, do you take fresh produce? And they said, oh my gosh, we would love it. So Chad and I, even before I was Mrs. Iowa, we started to fill up the back of a Chevy Tahoe with hundreds of pounds of whatever was being harvested. You know, one week would be tomatoes, the next cucumbers. So when the pageant came up, I said, I want to do something with what we already do as a couple, and I'm going to call it the Green Ambassadors. We are going to have this cute little frog as our emblem, because frogs are very special to us. It's a cute little theme in my garden, but frog also stands for Forever Rely on God, which has become incredibly important to us during the last 14 months of our lives. And the Green Ambassador Program was born. And that's my platform. And then I reached out, and my goal was to recruit 99 other gardeners to represent the 99 counties in Iowa during my reign as Mrs. Iowa International. And what I thought was really nice about the program was I wanted everybody to be able to participate. I didn't want anybody to look at me and say, well, I don't have, you know, 3 acres to give you. I wanted a platform that truly anybody could participate in. And what I've told people is dedicate a plant, a row. Okay, you live in town and you only have tomato plants in pots. Pledge one pot, every tomato that comes off that plant, and take it to the mission. Or if you have a bigger yard, maybe you'll say this whole row of plants is for, you know, the mission. Or if you have a bigger area, this whole plot is for the mission. And so I came up with a program that everybody could participate in, young to old, you know, no space to lots of space, and whatever you could, you know, go ahead and donate to the Gospel Mission, or of course, if you were across the state, whatever food pantry. And then what I did was I created a network, and we had a email page and a Facebook page, a secret, you know, private group. And as people began to harvest, they would report in. And by the end of my year, we had donated over 1,300 pounds of food through my Green Ambassadors. And it spread to 5 different states as well during my year. Mm-hmm. So that was the birth of the Green Ambassadors. And then what happened was my goals looking forward are not only to have at least one Green Ambassador in all 50 states, if possible, but also to get, you know, have over 2, 3, 4 tons, you know, of food donated. And also with our recent developments in our lives, part of Chad's rehabilitation, because at the facility we're at, they tailor the rehab. And so since my husband was a woodworker, he did a lot of projects around the house. He actually built, as part of his therapy, a handicap accessible garden, and I helped him with that. And so a new part of our Green Ambassadors is gardening therapy to help people with, you know, all sorts of physical or mental challenges, because studies have shown that gardening increases your mood. It gets you out in the fresh air. The microbes are supposed to act as, you know, natural stimulants to your brain. And so I've added a whole nother part of the Green Ambassadors as gardening as therapy. So those are our future plans during my time as Ms. Worldwide.
That is all amazing. And you have done a wonderful job with your platform, and I know that you will continue to do great things with it. And some of my listeners may be interested in helping you. If they're interested in helping you, how could they go about doing that?
Well, I have a Facebook page, and it's Green Ambassadors - Roseanne Linhart Plant. So if they just put my name in, they can send me a message via Facebook, and I can get them registered and then get them into my email group that reports in. And I do have that Facebook page, and I keep it up with gardening tips and ideas. And then when the garden season starts, I'll have tips about how to have seeds donated, what to plant in your different zones, because if you're in different parts of the country, your planting season is different, and when does it start. And then I have just like even fun garden tips for around the house, you know, how to take care of your house plants just for the holidays. I had a how-to on how to decorate your containers for winter with decorative greens. So the best way to contact me is either through Facebook, or I do even have an Instagram account, which is Roseanne Linhart Plant for Worldwide Pageants. So either one of those ways are a great way to get a hold of me.
That's amazing. And like I said, I'm sure a few of my listeners are interested and would like to know more about it, and I'm sure that they will check out your pages. And I just want to know a little bit more about you and pageantry. So when did you first start competing in pageants?
Well, way long time ago, when I was 17 and 18 years old, I ran for the county fair queen and was in the finals for that, and was a city girl, so did not win, should not have won. I just was the city girl that wanted to try. And when I was in college, I actually was the Sioux City Relays queen, and it was a contest that the college girls that the college put on for the local college girls, and I was selected and had a court for that. And our main event was supporting and also promoting the Sioux City Relays, which is one of the oldest track meets in the state of Iowa. And then after that, as I said, there was really not a lot of programs in the local area. And I graduated from Morningside College with honors and went off to the University of Iowa Law School, where law school really enveloped my life. And then I graduated and became a lawyer at the age of 24. So I had this big break from about 19 years old until I was 44, and my name was put in, and I was contacted by the Mrs. International pageant. And I will tell you that the first bit of information, I actually chuckled and I threw it away. I mean, this is a great story for any of your listeners that think like, are you kidding? I can't do that. You know, I'm over 40 and I'm not a size 2, and like, this is crazy. And then they called again, and I pretty much said, like, this is crazy. And we were also trying to start a family. And I thought, well, a pregnant beauty queen probably wouldn't be the greatest thing. And they were like, no, it's a Mrs. Pageant. And, you know, people are pregnant all the time. And so I decided, you know, this is like a dream. And all of a sudden it seemed to have a new breath of fresh air in it. And I thought, what's it going to hurt, you know? And so I put in the application, and before I knew it, I had the title. And then it was a whirlwind to learn about the pageant world and, you know, headshots and dresses and just everything. But it was a challenge, and it was a great challenge. I think I had so many people come up to me and say, I just can't believe you did this. This is great. And, you know, you're an example of you can do anything at any age, and that people shouldn't just shelf their dreams. They shouldn't just be like, nah, that's over, I'll never be able to do that. Because it was a lot of hard work and determination and a lot of very quick learning curve and reaching out to people and connecting. And I found a pageant coach in the Omaha area, and it was a whirlwind, but you can do it. If you have a dream and, mm-hmm. and somebody gives you an opportunity, I would encourage whoever it is, whatever it is, even if it's like what you think is crazy at the time, you know, 7 months later, I was on the Mrs. International stage, and I had, you know, I kind of had my dream Miss America moment. I just remember the lights going up on opening number and being like, I did it. Like, this is it, you know. Winner, loser, draw. I don't, you know, I fulfilled this dream, and it was fun to learn all these new things and really to take a love of ours and then feed the hungry. I mean, that was really our mission. That was, Chad and I did this together. I made him Mr. Iowa. He went on a lot of appearances with me. And this feeding the hungry, the Green Ambassadors will be, I tell people, it's not just for the pageant. It's something that we started as a couple, and it's our legacy. And we're going to do it if there's a title, a crown, or not. We are going to, as long as we are physically able, we are going to feed the hungry in our area. Because I don't think people know, there's a lot of hungry people, and it's not that we don't have enough food, it's that we distribute it poorly. And so that's part of my mission, to tell people you can grow food and healthy vegetables and help people. There's enough food to go around. We're just very, very bad at distributing it. And so that's another thing that I try to work on. So that's how I got into pageantry, was just, it kind of just happened, and I embraced it and I loved it. And then Ellen gave me, you know, the amazing opportunity to be a national title holder. And I just really couldn't be more excited. And if you would have told me a year ago, and on Facebook, my time hop comes up. And a year ago yesterday, the big thing was my husband's trait came out, and he could eat the beginning of parade foods. And it was such a dark time. I mean, it was just, that was what we were happy about, was my husband maybe he'll be able to eat solid food someday. That's where I was a year ago, Tiffany. And if you would have told me a year ago, you know, have faith, work hard, God will reward you. And in a year, you're going to be home and your husband's going to be doing great and you're going to have a national title, I would have said, you know, you're just crazy. I just think that people, no matter where you're at, you know, you just have to keep your head up, and you have to keep going. And this last year, pageantry helped me do that, believe it or not. Putting on that crown, getting dressed up, and going and doing something for other people. And I will tell you, I did an appearance in Lincoln, and I came to the rehab hospital all dressed up, and Chad just smiled. He just beamed, you know, and that even helped him to see me, you know, do an appearance, and because that was such a big part of our life before his accident. So probably a longer answer to your question than you wanted, but those are my feelings and how I got into pageantry.
No, that was amazing. It really was. And I just want to say, it's a miracle. And I am so glad that your husband is doing better. And what a lot of people do not realize is pageantry is more than just a crown. It's more than just a sash. It's a lifestyle, and it really truly changes your life, and it helps you to grow emotionally. And honestly, people don't realize that it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter your size, it doesn't matter your race, you can compete in pageants. And like
that's
I
right.
said, it just really helps you to grow, and that's really what I love about pageantry the most. What is the one thing that you love about pageantry the most?
Oh, well, it'd have to be two things. One, meeting, and I know everybody says this, but it's true, meeting really amazing, motivated, polished, and just really pure and wonderful with other women. You know, we have a sisterhood, and I cannot tell you how many people truly around the globe prayed for Chad, because when this happened, it, of course, spread through the Mrs. International system, and he had literally women praying to every form of the Lord that there was around the world. He had people praying to Buddha and people praying to, you know, wow, who does that, you know, except pageant sisters. And I received this outpouring from every corner of the world from my pageant sisters. And then the other part is that you truly can use the crown and the title as a microphone for your platform. And I believe that that does really help. And I also like to be able to take that crown and sash and be able to go to any organization that's doing great work and say, can I bring some attention to your efforts? Because believe it or not, that crown and sash, that gets the TV cameras there and that gets people interest. And then you can say, please, please look at this great organization that's doing X, Y, and Z. So I love to be able to do that as well. Help out other organizations, bring more attention to their causes. So that it would be those two things.
And what is one piece of advice that you would give to a woman who has never competed in Mrs. Pageants before?
One piece of advice. I think the biggest piece of advice I would give is to reach out and network for help. Don't feel like you have to figure it all out by yourself. I think research is great, but if you can find a few key people that are willing to be mentors to you and tell you just like handy tips, that is probably the biggest tip I would give somebody. And also not to let the cost scare you away, because even though there is cost associated, I was very creative at ways to find other ways to pay for things. So for instance, I'm an attorney and my photographer is up and coming and she needed some legal work done, and I bartered legal work for headshots. And she was thrilled with that, and she loved that she added pageantry to her portfolio, and we both, you know, it just worked out great for us. And just be super creative about how, you know, be a thrifty shopper. You know, just recently a pageant sister is liquidating some of her dresses that she had, and she's selling things for $40. You know, it's, you don't have to spend a ton of money. Talk to someone who's been through it and just pick their brain for tips.
And that's an amazing piece of advice, because a lot of times a lot of women think, oh, I have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. But honestly, the woman who wins the crown, who captures that title, does not necessarily spend thousands and thousands of dollars on her attire or even to get to the pageant. I just want to tell you that I just cannot wait to meet you in July, and you are my friend. I consider you as my friend. You are my sister queen. You are an inspirational woman, and I have been truly enjoyed you being on this show today.
Well, and I when you asked me, I was so honored and thrilled, and I just thank you so much for giving me this time and attention to talk about my platform. And I'm just so excited for July too. It's snowing. I'm sitting in my home office and I have a beautiful view, but I am like focused on the sunny days of July in Omaha when we can all get together.
Yes, I cannot wait, because honestly, I honestly think about it every day, and I have already booked my hotel room, and it's so exciting. I just cannot wait to meet everyone.
Yes. And Chad will be there, and I'll be very excited to introduce.
Yay!
And by then, we have some therapy goals for him. And I really think he's just going to walk out on that stage and escort me. And I just, that will just be just a moment of triumph for us. And we're just both really looking forward to it.
Yes, and I cannot wait to meet him. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just filled with joy over it. I just really am. And I know we're going to have a great week. I just know it.
Yes. A great 2018, yes.
Yes. And thank you again. And I am just, you really inspire me. And I'm sure you have inspired other women as well. And I just want to tell you, just keep being fabulous.
Well, thank you. And one of my New Year's resolutions is I've gone ahead and once again, I'm going to do something I never thought I'm going to do. But I do have an English degree, and I've had several people ask me to please write a book. And I have started to write a book about our experience. So my goal is to finish the book and have it published. And so hopefully everybody, and then sell the book and donate some of the profits to either brain injury awareness or feeding the hungry. So that's my 2018 big New Year's resolution.
I know you can do it, and I cannot wait to read that book. And I want an autographed copy of it.
Absolutely, yes. Hand delivered, even, I will. Yes.
Well, thank you, and I hope you have a happy new year, and I hope 2018 brings you everything that you want.
Well, and the same to you. Happy, healthy 2018 to you and all your listeners, and we will see you in Omaha.
See you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.